Feels great. Every year it's a new expectations, new beginnings. Goals are always set to win it all, and it's an optimistic feel starting out camp. A lot of work to be done, and we're just eager to get started.
Where do you feel like the front seven is right now? Obviously, you guys are going to get Justin Houston back eventually. You don't know exactly when, though. So until then, where do you feel like the front seven is as a unit?
Well, John Dorsey and Chiefs organization has done a great job with the depth that we have in the room. We have a lot of good guys that can play, and they'll get their chance to play. It's just NFL, so next guy up. And even though we'll get some guys back later in the year, it's always a reassuring for us that we have a guy right next, you know, right behind that guy that's not out, that's not in right now, that can produce. And it's about evaluating players, and training camp is the best time to evaluate your players and get the right people on the field. And there's plenty of chance for people to get playing time right now.
I would imagine, since the same defense coordinator, same group of guys, basically on the defense, that there's not a whole lot to change a whole lot. So how do you try to improve on something that everybody's so well versed in at this point?
Man, that's the great thing about football. You never arrive. You never have arrived. It's a mindset saying you can always get better, and you got to take that mindset when you get out here in the field. Because when you think that, man, this is fourth year, been in the system, you know, okay, we're doing the same plays. The offense is steady evolving. The offenses are getting better and better. So you come out here and get comfortable. You get punched in the mouth, and you'll realize soon that. You know, you can't get complacent in this league. And being in my 12th year, I come out here and bust my tail. I mean, you got to go into it like, man, I'm trying to earn a spot. And that's what it is. And everybody's penciled in right now. Just got to go out there and earn a spot. And that's the respect of football. That's the pride of football, not coming out here and being complacent and just going all out.
Does it feel like you're in your 12th year?
Not really. Physically, I've been fortunate and blessed to, all my limbs are working really good, and I feel young, but I know the grind is about to come in about a week, so I'll feel my age pretty soon.
As tough as all that stuff will be, you know, from when you came into the league, the labor agreement restricts so much of what happens here. I mean, is this almost, I don't want to say day at the beach compared to a rookie year, second year, but it sure is different, isn't it?
Definitely not a day at the beach with Coach Reed's camp, but it's not as hard. It's not as hard. I mean, we was going twice a day. I remember when Dick Vermeer was here, we went twice a day in full pads and going at it. And he was old school, so it was three-hour practice at a time, but it's all benefiting the player as far as so longevity. And the older you get, the more you know how to practice. You don't have to bang as much. But we get our work done. We get our work done.
By reputation, you guys right now spend more time in pads than most other teams. Have you talked to guys about that and found out that you guys are still a little bit old school?
You know what? I don't talk to guys about that because not get distracted, because if somebody tell me that they're not practicing as hard as we do, I may be thinking something different when I get out here on the field. But I know what Andy Reid wants from his players. He wants from us, and he runs a hard camp, so his expectations are very high. We go live sometime in full pads, so he's going to get us ready. So we're all in.
What's it like coming in as a team that won a playoff game? Do you feel like unfinished business, so to speak, with this team?
Say it again?
Well, your career, as far as winning a Super Bowl. You guys won that playoff game last year. Do you feel like a little bit of unfinished business with this training camp?
Every year, even though you almost get to the Super Bowl or you don't go to the playoffs at all, you came short. You came short. So my goal is to win a championship, and I'm going to keep at it as long as I can and have that passion and fire for the guys around me to build a team that can win a Super Bowl. And we got a great chance of doing that this year. We just have to put it all together and get the chemistry right.
The fact that this group has a taste fact that they had that, you know, win under their belt in the postseason. That's a big boost. Is that,
that's big. That's confidence for us. That's confidence going into this year, knowing that we can compete with the teams in the playoff. We're a playoff team, and we'll have that mark on us saying, hey, this is a playoff team, and we didn't finish the business in New England last year, but it's one of those things where if we can do really well during the season and get home field advantage and bring people to our Arrowhead, that'd be pretty good for us.
Eric Berry is one of your emotional leaders on this team. Was it noticeable out there not having him out there on the field? You know, guys like him, maybe Justin Houston. Did you notice, you know, any kind of energy drop off out there, or, you know, what's the feeling right now?
Well, yeah. Nobody's EB. Nobody's Justin Houston. Nobody's Tumba. So I mean, you can't replace those guys. But like I said, we have a lot of guys out there that are producing. And coaches have to evaluate everyone. And when those guys get back, those guys be back, and we'll love them up, and it'll be moving like they haven't missed a beat. So.
Eric,